We're good.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. If I could have the board members to please raise your right hand. And if you would repeat after me, inserting your name where there's a blank there. I.
Aye.
I.
Aye, Jim Novogratz.
Chris
Sarah
Bonavorst.
Moran.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications and am not subject to any of the disqualifications named in the charter for the office I am about to assume.
Do solemnly swear
I
that I
gotta read
possess all of the
swear.
qualifications. You guys are reading it together?
Yes.
All right. You want to start again?
I don't have that pulled up on my computer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up too.
Me too.
Yeah, hold on for a
Just a
sec.
second.
You guys didn't get my note, huh?
Yep, there we go.
I have it pulled up.
Hold on.
Susan gets
Okay.
an A. Susan gets
Everybody
an A.
ready? Let's start it over. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I.
I.
Hi, Jim
Andre
Novogratz.
Moran.
Do
Do
solemnly
solemnly
swear
swear
that
after
I possess all the
all
qualifications
qualifications
and not subject
not
to
subject to
any
any of the
disqualifications
disqualifications
named
named in
in
the
the charter
charter
for the
of this
office I'm
office
about to
as
assume.
assume that
I will
I
support
will
the
support the
Constitution
Constitution
and
and
the
the
laws
laws
of
of the
the
United
United States
States
and
and
of
the
the state of
state of
Missouri
Missouri and the
and the
charter
charter and
and
ordinances
ordinances
of
of
city city city.
And
that
I
I
will
will
faithfully
faithfully
and
and
discharge
conscientiously
the
the office
duties of
I
the
am
office I'm about
about
to
to
assume
assume
with
with
impartiality
impartiality
and
justice.
justice.
Mr. Mulligan, is it okay that they read straight through without me reading it first?
No problem. It's acceptable.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Congratulations.
Kindergarten class.
Thank you.
So Keith, are you taking over then, or Gregory? Who, how's this working?
Yes, I can take over just until the president has been elected. I'd like to call the meeting to order. The time is 3:07 p.m. Could I get a motion for approval of the agenda?
So
So moved.
There,
Second.
there's all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is consider a resolution appointing officers of the authority. And Mr.
I'm sorry, if I may, the first item is a roll call vote to determine who's present for the meeting.
Would we like to do a roll call vote? Does it have
You need to call the roll to see who's here.
Okay. Susan Armstrong?
Here.
Chris Bloominghorst?
Here.
James Norgrocki?
Here.
Grosky?
Novogratz.
Siri Novogratz and
Yep.
Siri Moran?
Here.
Dorothy
Talk on your
Davis?
iPhone first.
Oops, Siri.
Not here.
And is absent, and there was one other member that is not listed here.
There's two others.
Cynthia Martin.
Cynthia Martin is absent, and who is the third one?
Chris Dobbs Law.
Chris Dobbs. All right.
Dobbs.
So we will note their absence from the meeting. All right, the next item is consider a resolution appointing officers of the authority. And Mr. Grimm, could you walk us through that process?
Sure. So we have this set up. So if everyone has the resolution 23-1 in front of them, which is in the packet, it's in the document titled IDA Organizational Meeting Documents. So we have this set up where each the individuals would be named as president, vice president, secretary and treasurer, and assistant secretary and assistant treasurer. Without separate motions for each one. So, if you all know, if there is a, I guess a consensus about who wants to serve in each of those roles, none of which entails anytime, frankly, more than any other, then we can just fill those names in and have a single vote to approve the resolution. Alternatively, we could go through a process of having a motion and a second, a vote on each individual officer.
And Mark, if I could step in, I feel with a high degree of certainty that there's probably not been any conversations with any of these folks regarding who would serve in any leadership capacity. And so I would tend to think that that's not been the case as far as anyone wanting to be in a certain role. Do you have something you want to say, Mark?
Well, I didn't know, and maybe back it up one more step. Do we need to, and maybe you've already done this, do we need to provide a very high level overview over the process and what we're doing and why we're forming the IDA or has that all, and the expectations, or has that already been done?
When I talked to each of the individual prospective members, I gave them a very high level that I would say was in within three sentences. So if you want to do two paragraphs on the IDA or whatever it is, I think everybody would welcome that. And I think that would make everybody feel a little bit more comfortable, because I have told everybody I don't believe that this entity is going to meet that often, nor will it have very long meetings. And I do appreciate that everybody's got other things to do, but yet these are some very dedicated members of our community who probably do want to know what their responsibilities and obligations are.
Okay, great. Well, then I'll do that briefly if that's okay. The and first of all, just so you know, Mark Grimm and my partner Mark Spikerman is on the phone, and we're with a law firm called Gilmore and Bell, and we're acting as special counsel to the city on the Costco project, on the TIF project, and also serve as bond counsel to the city. And we'll explain what that means. And of course, you all know, I'm sure, John Mulligan, who's the city attorney. And this is a tax increment financing project. And as you might have ascertained, the city has previously entered into a redevelopment agreement with the developer, where in essence, the developer advanced costs of redeveloping this area and has received a TIF note, which is basically an IOU that says the developer has the right to be reimbursed out of certain new tax revenues generated from the project will go to the developer to reimburse the developer for project costs that the developer has incurred, and will incur. And so, now that the Costco has opened, these incremental tax revenues are starting to be generated. And so at this point, the developer has asked that the Industrial Development Authority be created and issue bonds to the public. And so the public would buy these bonds payable from these same future tax revenues that otherwise would go to the developer. So that will enable the developer, the bond issuance proceeds would enable the developer to get reimbursed for these project costs that the developer has incurred. Okay, so this is a common practice. So for these types of projects. Now, why the IDA? These bonds are payable from three revenue sources: incremental real property tax revenues, incremental sales tax revenues generated from this project. And then you probably know that there's an additional sales tax on this project under what's called a community improvement district, imposes a 1 cent sales tax. So that is the third source of revenue for repayment of the bonds. And so the Industrial Development Authority has the power to issue bonds for a longer period of time than if the city were the issuer of the bonds. And so that's why it's desirable for the IDA to issue the bonds. Now, we could have used a St. Louis County IDA that's already in existence, but in talking with Mr. Rose and city administration, the feeling was that it would be desirable for the city to have its own Industrial Development Authority just in case there would be opportunities in the future to use that this entity for economic development purposes. The city had an industrial development authority for years, but the authority was administratively dissolved because the proper paperwork wasn't filed years ago, and it basically became dormant. And so so that's why we decided to create a new industrial development authority. So the IDA's purpose is to issue these bonds to enable the developer to be reimbursed for a portion of its project costs. The IDA, and the sole source of repayment of the bonds is these incremental tax revenues. The IDA doesn't have any liability. The city doesn't have any liability. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so these same types of bonds have been issued for many, many projects around similarly structured projects around the region, Ballpark Village, project in Richmond Heights across the street from the Galleria, projects in Rock Hill, projects in Clayton, so it's just a very common structure. Anytime there's a tax increment financing project, to issue bonds that are payable solely from the incremental tax revenues. And so the bondholders typically are fairly sophisticated investors who know that they're not buying a general obligation bond of the city of University City. They're buying this bond that's payable solely from these incremental tax revenues.
Real quickly, if I could, Keith, Jeff Dobslaw is on, but is not being allowed to speak. He's on as a listener. So I just say that so that if Loretta is on, we can clean house and get one more person sworn in before we proceed. Are there questions of Mark while we wait for Jeff, or does that seem to make sense to everybody? I see people shaking their head yes, and no one raising their hand with a question.
So sorry. Okay.
No questions, but a comment. It looks like there's four positions: president, vice president, secretary, and assistant secretary. So pretty much everybody on the call. Putting it off. So if you're backing out, you can. There's not. You can't show up.
And I failed while we're waiting. Still, I failed to answer the mayor's other question. I think he made an accurate representation that this is not something that will entail a significant amount of time. Besides this meeting today, at the present time, we only anticipate one other meeting in connection with this bond issue, and that would be a couple of weeks down the road. To actually authorize the issuance of the bond. So today in your packet, you may have noticed that there's a resolution stating your intent to issue bonds for the project. The resolution, there would then be a subsequent resolution and meeting a week or two down the road to approve all of the documents that authorize the issuance of the bonds. And so that those would be the only two meetings until you have statutorily, you're required to have an annual meeting. That would be very, very short. And then there wouldn't be any other meetings other than that, unless and until there's a future bond issue.
Was there any luck with Jeff, Keith, or no?
I'm not able to. So Larit, he's on, but he's not able to
move him over.
Well, at least he is able to listen, and I'm not sure what the technical problem is. To speed things up, and there's no flipping of a coin here. I was just, as I was going through this, I kind of went just through the people who are on my screen, and I went, and again, this is, please no one take offense. If someone wants to be president, let me know. I put Jim in the president slot. I put Susan next. I put Chris and Siri. And I did part of that because I think Siri's got so many responsibilities on some other things that I don't want to have anything to do here at all. And Jim, you've only got to run two meetings, if that's okay with you. And then Susan would be next, and then Chris, and then Siri. And if someone, unless Jim shakes his head that he just can't run two meetings, that, and I would understand that. Otherwise, would that be acceptable to all the people on this? I mean, if someone would make
good.
Jim, are you okay with that?
Yes, yes.
Would someone make that? Is that okay, Greg? I don't know if you want to run.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Nope, I'm fine.
Will someone make a motion with Jim as president, Susan as vice president, Chris as, I think it's secretary, and Siri as assistant. I think I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah. So if I may, I think if we just fill those in, we could have a motion to approve resolution 2023-1 appointing officers, and that resolution I'll also note appoints Gregory Rose as executive director.
Can I make a motion to complete resolution 23-1? I move that Jim be appointed president, Susan appointed vice president, Chris appointed secretary and treasurer, and Siri appointed assistant secretary and assistant treasurer, and that Gregory Rose is appointed the executive director of the authority.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Chris. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it, and the resolution has passed. Jim, I don't even know if you have the agenda in front of you, if you want to take over, or if you'd rather, since I just swung that one out at you. Mark, is there anything that, or John, that we need to be doing at this time with that?
No, there's a, you know, as you note on the agenda, there's a series of additional resolutions. If Jim has his board package, you okay. Can just run through those.
Okay. All right. So it looks like this next resolution would be adopting a policy concerning open meetings and records. And so we would, I guess I'd like to have a motion to adopt the resolution on the Sunshine Law policy. Is that how we're going to roll here?
Is that resolution 2023-2?
Well, yeah, that policy.
Oh, I guess we need the first to bylaws authorize ours. Okay. So 2023-2 is a resolution authorizing the first actions of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri, designating the principal office of the authority, adopting the bylaws of the authority, adopting the corporate seal of the authority, adopting the fiscal year of the authority, and authorizing certain other actions and connections therewith. So could we put this resolution 2023-2 to a vote?
I make a motion to accept 2-23-2. Is that correct?
All right.
Second. Armstrong seconds.
All right. All in favor of the adoption of resolution 2023-2, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? After consideration and discussion by the board of directors, we have unanimously passed resolution 2023-2. Then we'd like to consider resolution 2023-3, which is a resolution adopting a policy concerning open records and meetings.
I motion that we accept 2023-3, accepting the Sunshine Law requirements.
Siri seconds.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 No opposed. Anyone opposed? Then we adopt and unanimously pass resolution 2023-3. Then I would like to move on to resolution 2023-4, intent to issue bonds. This is a resolution determining the intent of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri to issue its revenue bonds to refinance a project undertaken by the City of University City, Missouri, approving bond counsel and an underwriter in connection with the issuance of the bonds and acknowledging certain disclosures of the underwriter pursuant to MSRB rules. Do we have a motion to accept resolution 2023-4?
So moved. Armstrong moves, makes a motion.
Siri seconds.
All in favor, please state aye.
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 Anyone opposed? After consideration and discussion, we have put this motion to vote and resolution 2023-4 has passed unanimously. All right. Are there any comments by any members of the board, advisors, or the public at this time?
No, I don't.
Keith or Larry, do we have anyone request to speak that we know of?
I have received no correspondence.
And Larry,
right?
Yeah.
So noted. Then I believe then our next order of business would be call of and data for the next board meeting.
And I think we'll have Keith be in touch with you all for some convenient time, within the next couple of weeks. And prior to that time, I think that we'll send you all of the documents that you're going to be asked to approve, but the document that might be you'll find most informational would be it's called in the municipal bond world, it's called an official statement, but it's similar to a prospectus if you're buying stocks or bonds or buying into a mutual fund. It has a lot of information about the city, about the project, about the demographics of the city and the region, sources of revenue. So that's the document that all investors in the bonds receive before they would make a decision to purchase the bond. So it's long and thick, and most people would consider it boring, but it'll be very informational if you feel like reading it.
Okay. So we'll wait to hear further about the next board meeting date.
Yeah, and so it'll be similar to this, very very short meeting that we can do by Zoom if you prefer, and then we'll just coordinate through Keith or Lorette the getting documents executed by President and Secretary.
Okay, and I notice on resolution 2023-4 we have a underwriter engagement letter. Is that in the materials?
Yes, and so there's a place for you to sign to accept that. And
is that again, the Stiefel? Okay.
Yeah. So you'll see that the developer has signed that, Mr. Rose has signed that, and there's a place for you on behalf of the IDA to sign that, and so we'll need to get that signed and back if you could do that and get that back to Keith,
to me.
Can forward that along, that'd be great.
All right, and then I have the resolutions that I'll also sign.
Yeah, and so whatever's convenient for you as far as if you want to drop by City Hall and do that or if you want to sign them and drop them by City Hall, whatever's convenient for you and Chris.
Okay. Is there any other additional business that the board would like to consider at this time? All right, hearing no other business before the authority and the board, I move to adjourn this meeting of the Board of Directors of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri. All in favor of adjournment, please state aye.
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 The ayes have it, then I would call that the meeting of March or February 24, 2023 is officially adjourned.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
John, you're welcome. You were muted. Thank you, guys.
3:29 p.m. I was going to say, for the record, it adjourned. Is that correct, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We're good to go?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
John Mulligan, I'll call you right back.
Or you could stay on, perhaps. Right.